John chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. That is our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." I met Gregory in an orphanage in Panama City, Panama. He never knew his mother, and he told me he received letters from his dad. Gregory said that his dad had promised to take him home by Christmas. When I visited the orphanage a year later, Gregory was still there. His parents had left him as an orphan. As Jesus made his way to the cross, he knew he would be leaving his disciples, but he promised that he would not leave them as orphans. Even though his death would seem final, it wasn't. Jesus would rise from the dead and appear to them alive. He said, "Because I live, you also will live." And Jesus' conquest over death is the assurance that all who believe in him will have that same victory. Death is an enemy. It's the final enemy. It separates us from the body, and it takes us from those we love on earth. It seems final. But Jesus will never leave us alone. As we pass from death, he will usher us into life. He will not leave you as an orphan. He's with you during our life, and he's also with us during the passage through death and throughout eternity. Jesus never leaves us alone. Lord Jesus, thank you for the promise of your presence with me for eternity. Thank you for not leaving me alone. In your name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.